Hi. I just waved at my phone. Like you could see that, right? Okay, so I might be doing this wrong because I've done so far everything wrong since I found GWA. So I'm sorry, and tell me what I should do differently and I will change it. Because I'm not like verified on Backstage, so I don't know if I'll be allowed to post this. And I don't have a flair. But I can be here, so I'm not entirely sure how this is all going. Anyway, I've been seeing questionnaires and thinking, like, hey, those look fun. And I don't know why I haven't clicked on one. Anyway, I clicked on this one by Cranky Pants. Well, actually, Nickel Silver, but not the point. I'm Bland Bring On. And I know that you all do the same thing, so I'm not feeling like I'll judge you about myself. Anyway, and the first question was so me. I was like, oh my god, I'll totally do this. So, philosophically speaking, the best way to deal with anger and disappointment is A, attack, B, embrace, or C, shrug. B, definitely B. That is so me. Like, whenever somebody calls and talks to me, I run into them on the street or whatever, they'll say, how are you, Caroline? And I'm like, I'm always good. And they're like, always? I'm like, yes. Because if you can't change or... Because if things aren't good, you change them until they are. And if you can't change them, then you change your perspective. And that way you're always good. So, contemplating vengeance, what's your pleasure? Poison, pistol, anthrax, ice pick, or car bomb? Car bomb. Because I spent some time in the military, so I have a fair bit of knowledge about how to produce one. And I'm also known for like the big explosive statements, right? Don't do anything small for Caroline. I have terrible aim, so I couldn't do a pistol. Poison and anthrax are the same thing. I could get affected by those with one careless thing. Not going to take that kind of risk. And an ice pick, I'd probably just wind up caring for the person. I'd get in too close and I'd be like, oh, you just need some love. Come here and let Caroline take care of you. So, bonus question, which is more effective? Blackmail, death threats, or character assassination? Well, I guess it depends on what you... If you want the person to stop, blackmail is the most effective. If you want to hurt them, character assassination, which is why I'm terrified of it. And everybody says, Caroline, you shouldn't be afraid of things like somebody trying to hurt you because you're so, you know, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I'm not. Just change your perspective, right? When confronted by a bona fide jerk, do you 1, get mad, 2, get even, or 4, which is not the next number after 2, at least not in Canada. Anyway, or 4, get smile and practice acceptance because what goes around comes around. 4 or 3, depending on how we want to be labeling that. Do you consider problems barricades, temporary setbacks, or opportunities to practice patience? Definitely opportunities to practice patience. I love problems and learning from them. I was just doing something with Deus Ex Machina, and I was screwing it up because... I don't know what I'm doing a lot of the time. And he was like, oh, you know, he's being all comforting and you didn't know about it. I was like, oh man, I'm not upset. This is awesome. I'm totally learning from this. I'm all smiles. You know, I'm screwing everything up, but I'm having a great time. Don't bring a gun to a knife fight. Sound advice or an excuse for weak people who flunked out of the assassins? Yeah, definitely excuse for weak people. You can get through anything with what you have. You have all the resources you need, and if you access them accurately, you can survive and conquer anything. Actual advice for a knife fight? Go in expecting to get cut. Go in, you know, and take out their knees and all your normal fight strategies that you know. But just expect that you will get cut. After that, it's just a fight. If you go in there trying to stop yourself from getting cut, you're going to lose no matter what. Now, that doesn't mean you will, but go in expecting it and you'll do a lot better. Okay. Let it out. Which of these options appeals to you more? Whack a pillow with a wiffle bat, share your feelings with a friend who won't co-sign your bullshit, or have angry sex? C. Always.
just any kind of sex all the time. Although I don't know that I've ever actually had angry sex. Because I just don't have a lot of anger. I'm trying to think right now. No, I don't think so. I have a Redditor who talks to me every once in a while. And we both bug each other so much, so it's just, like, as much as, like, my husband and I are always with, I love you, oh, I love you, because we're just stupidly cute. With this person I talk to, I'll be like, I hate you too. So, we were talking one time, we're like, if we ever got to fucking, it would be, like, the most violent, like, fists and ribs and... I'm getting off track. Back to the questionnaire. sexual healing. Which GWA audio turns your frown upside down? Oh my god. I love a man's ramble faff. Oh god, I want to hear what turns you on, and I want to hear you come. And gentlemen, if you are faking your orgasms, please stop it. Because we can tell. Let's see, but yeah, god, I love that, especially if somebody makes one that's, like, just for me and, like, slips my name in it. Oh my god, that's, yeah. Name three things you're grateful for right now. Oh, it was a hot day, and now it's dark, which means it's cool, and, I'm in a very comfortable chair, and I just heard my dog get down off the couch. So. She's a well-trained dog, I guess. I don't know. I've got a very happy and healthy family with everything that we need, and everything's wonderful. Nothing gets those sweet, sweet endorphins flowing like exercise. Do you prefer to go for a stroll, charge up a hill, have enthusiastic sex, punch a heavy bag, or dance? I like all of those. That is just a solid yes. I like all of them. I guess I could remove the stroll because I don't do many things that are slow. But, yes. Whoever said you can't buy happiness hasn't had a massage or bought new lingerie. Describe. Name your favorite self-indulgence. Well, right now I actually am wearing some lingerie. It's like this super appropriate mom lingerie. Because I decided a while ago I didn't want to just be in a t-shirt and boxer shorts. I didn't really care. But at the same time, I didn't want to look like a trollop in front of my children. So this is, it's like a black skirt that goes down to my knees. Maybe it passes my knees. I don't know. I'm kind of reclined right now, so I can't tell. And the skirt is very flowy and pretty because I'm always dressed like June Cleaver. But then the top is a really nice lace cut. You know, it's got these peaks that come up to these slender straps and show these really graceful shoulders and collarbone, and I'm a bigger girl, but I do really have a nice collarbone. Yeah. Sorry, getting turned on touching myself. My favorite self-indulgence, oh, that's gonna sound so weird when I say it. I like reusable bags. That's my favorite thing to buy. I guess if I'm wanting to just say, that's it, Caroline, we're doing something nice for you, I'll walk down the book aisle at Costco. Oh my god, I can't believe I just said that. Or I'll buy a bagged salad. That's like a huge treat for me. Something artistic. Some new essential oils. But then I'll also be buying, like, the lye and stuff like that so I can make some soap and glass jars. Oh, I have some. Oh man, yeah, that's a great. Sorry, got sidetracked. I have some glass jars downstairs. I've been trying to think of what to do. I'm going to use them to bottle the soap that I make at Christmas. This is perfect. Thanks, you guys. You're awesome. Okay, moving on. 11. Pull your head out of your ass, roll up your sleeves, and volunteer for a worthy cause. Like, Well, before I joined the military, I worked in construction. So I really like Habitat for Humanity. And I've known a couple of people who have been recipients, beneficiaries, co-builders, people who live in Habitat for Humanity houses. So I like that. But even not like where we are here, but like house building elsewhere, shelter construction of some kind, I guess, especially like after a disaster. Helping refugees settle into a new area is a big one. And anything that has to do with a woman's choice. That is my, that's my champion cause. And I don't imagine I'm going to find anybody here to disagree with me, but still I could go ranting on that for ages. I think I saw something a while ago. It was a challenge to fap to something while you like ranted about something you cared about. And I thought, I don't know that I could. But maybe. Especially now because I bought a toy. So I'd kind of be forced to. I'll have to think about that. Maybe find it again. Okay. Number one tune on your happy music playlist. Holy jeepers. I don't know. I'm always singing. happy music playlist. Well, right away the Pharrell Williams one comes to your mind, right? But I don't want to say that. I guess Brave by Sarah Bareilles is really cool. Or Accentuate the Positive by Dr. John. Or Everyday People by The Family Stone. Make Your Own Kind of Music by Mama Cass. I'm singing that like all the fucking, that's like a Caroline anthem. Okay, so that's the end of the questions, which was like tons of fun. And I hope you all have a good hour wherever you are. Thanks for letting me talk to you.